This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast White Lies.
In Kansas, we have museums dedicated to any number of topics. The Old West, The Wizard of Oz, even barbed wire. And in Abilene, there's one museum that's all about dogs. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner visits the Greyhound Hall of Fame.
To understand why there's a museum dedicated to greyhounds in Kansas, you have to know the state's long history with those skinny, gangly dogs. Some of the earliest recorded greyhounds in Kansas were associated with George Armstrong Custer. He brought them on his plains campaigns to hunt coyotes, jackrabbits, antelope, and even bison and wolves on the Kansas prairie. In 1886, the first greyhound coursing races were held near Great Bend at Cheyenne Bottoms. By the 1920s, the popularity of the greyhounds had grown and racing events were held around the nation. And Abilene was well on its way to becoming a national greyhound destination. At the Greyhound Hall of Fame, there are Ginger and Max, four-legged ambassadors and greeters, as visitors come through the museum's doors.
Well, these two are local. They're from Julie Ward's farm. Now, Julie is second generation. She took over her dad's farm. At one time, there were 28 to 30 greyhound operations in Dickinson County.
That's Kathy Lounsbury, Office and Museum Director of the Greyhound Hall of Fame in Abilene. It's located across the street from the Eisenhower Library and Museum and has been a tourism draw since it opened in March of 1973.
The museum is like a storybook, and if you look in the history section, you'll see pictures of the first coursing event in Cheyenne Bottoms. You'll see pictures of what looks like a tent city that was in Junction City where they had coursing events. It was pretty popular.
There is a replica of the oldest greyhound track in America, information about wagering and racing, and then the Hall of Fame of Greyhounds.
This is the story of life on the farm in video, and this starts out with the greyhound being born. And then it goes on to the race career, and it shows what happens when they're tattooed.
Wait a minute, they get tattoos?
Oh, absolutely. Identification.
The museum is filled with the sounds of a racing world, of dogs running and people cheering.
That's always noisy, bashful guy on the rail. Into the first turn, that's euphoria.
And then there is the sound of a happy, retired dog receiving a treat as he visits with museum visitors.
You want this?
It is the rich reward of a history-making dog's life. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Greyhound Hall of Fame at KMUW.org.